Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their Drive EV program, well, they've been getting folks interested in all aspects of EVs together, and you know, they're developing programs for you, educational materials. Find out more at driveev.com. Time to talk with James Price of the Better Business Bureau. He joins us here every couple of weeks, and we've definitely had lots of stormy weather here in Middle Tennessee the last little bit, haven't we?
We have, and that's kind of bringing out a lot of people, and, you know, wasn't really on the agenda today to talk about, but we do want to warn people about the storm chasers.
Yeah.
Whether it's for roofing or construction, that kind of thing. We've seen a big surge in the amount of roofers who are going house to house trying to get business. Some of these not in state. So be very, very cautious whenever you're looking for somebody to fix anything storm damage wise. Make sure to go to BBB.org and look at the business. Do not take for granted that the business has a BBB logo on the material they're giving you on their business cards or on their website. That's just a tactic that they'll use to make you think that they're accredited, and they're really not. And when you look them up, you may find out more information that you're going, oh, I didn't know about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm glad you brought up the weather. And we'll talk near the end of the show here. We'll talk more about the networking event we have coming up with Coffee and Connections for people out there in business. If you take time to have one-on-one conversations with potential clients, or you want to have those, you're not going to want to miss this next Coffee and Connections we have coming up.
Sounds good. Today, the subject matter is something that a lot of people do in the spring and summer, want to get into a new school zone for their kids and whatnot. You know, spring and summer is often busy time for folks who are moving, maybe moving into the community, maybe moving to other parts of the community. So this is an industry that I guess you're going to give us some tips on how to navigate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I do see people where they're just using the local moving company maybe to move furniture from one house to another. Maybe they bought the furniture at some place. Maybe it's too heavy for them to move themselves. So whatever moving company you're using, whether the job is small or large, I'm going to highly recommend that you go to BBB and look them up. And again, it's kind of like the roofing and construction industry. Some of these businesses will tend to put their logo on the material they're handing out, and they're not really accredited. And then when you go to BBB and you look them up, some of them will have an F rating. So you need to watch for that, you know, be very attentive to that.
Sure.
The other thing on the moving industry, just to kind of let people know, is that the revenue from the moving industry is supposed to rise dramatically every single year for the outlook that we've had up till 2028. So more people going to work in that industry, more revenue, and of course, with opportunity to get revenue, the scammers will try to get into that industry because they see opportunity to take advantage of it.
Especially an industry that's seeing a rise like the moving industry is.
Correct, yeah. Correct. So here's something that you need to be aware of when you're looking at reviews. Among the most fake reviews of the 350,000 total reviews for the moving industry, 31,000 of those were deemed fake and suspicious. That's about 8.9%, 9%, almost 10% of the reviews that are online are fake or just made up. And they're also, the industry also has the most among F ratings. If people don't remember what it is, when you went to school, you wanted an A, you didn't want an F.
Right, right. And that's the similar rating system that's used by the BBB for businesses, right?
Absolutely. So more than 10% of business profiles in the moving industry have an F rating. So One out of 10 of the moving companies that you see, they have an F rating. And the rate for all companies is like 2.7%. So you can see the gap there. F ratings are only in the moving industry. You only find more companies that have an F rating than moving in industries like online shopping, which we've talked about before. You need to be very cautious about you don't gambling websites and telemarketing companies. So they're in.
That's not a very good company to be in.
I was just to say the same thing, you know. Watch for the company you keep. You know? Just kind of look at studying some of the reviews that are coming out, because BBB's algorithm indicates that negative reviews and especially complaints tend to be legitimate more than positive reviews, so we can get a realistic view of what's going on. And that's true with almost any industry. You know, when I'm looking for something online, I don't look at the positive reviews. I don't look at the five-star ratings because of the fact that we said a minute ago that almost 10% of the reviews in the moving industry are fake. Well, every industry does that. You're going to get a more realistic view of what the review's like if it's not a five-star rating, even if it's a 4 or a 3. Mm-hmm. But I shop on Amazon, and when I go to Amazon, I don't necessarily read the five-star ratings. I go over to look at the one-star ratings, and especially if there's more of those than there should be.
Sure. You know?
And then you kind of look at the five-star ratings and see how many those are, and you're going, you know, why is there so many five-star ratings, and do these sound like they're legitimate, or did AI make them up?
Well, and if there's a wide gap between the five-star and one-star, there are not a whole lot of, you know, 3 and 4-star ratings there. That kind of gives you the idea that someone's been faking a lot of those positive reviews.
Yeah, I like that observation there. Yeah. So, yeah. So some of the biggest ones, lateness. Over 80% of the BBB complaints for negative reviews on moving companies was the time factor, where they promised to deliver the merchandise in 2 and 3 days, and sometimes it's weeks before you get your stuff. It's easy for them to promise things when they're setting you up. You know, some examples they had is I kept my things on different trucks for 22 days before they told me that they were going to deliver it in 2 or 3 days. The next one is overcharging. 90% of complaints and negative reviews on moving companies mentioned price or money factors. This is also among the highest for the service industries overall. It talks about how, you know, they'll come out and they'll do an estimate, and then they'll just charge it for different things. And then when you seek reimbursement or costs for missing or lost items, then you start running into complaints too. When you sign an agreement with a moving company, you want to look at the fine print. For example, in one of the contracts, these people had many pieces of furniture were destroyed. Over 80% of the furniture was damaged. They estimate the damages to be $7,000 to $9,000. In the fine print of their reimbursement, they said that they would reimburse $192.
Wow. That's a huge loss there.
And I actually ran into that with a local moving company a few years back. I was moving from one house to the other, and I just bought a brand new TV the year before, like $1,500 TV. And when they brought it into the house, there was a big crack right in the middle, like something had hit it. And so when I called to say, hey, you guys need to replace this TV, they said, well, we'll give you $200. And I went, no. You know, and they said, well, it's in the contract. And we went back and forth and back and forth. And I used this organization, BBB, I think it was what it was, and then filed a complaint. And amazingly, they started being a little bit more cooperative, you know, because it was obvious what had happened to it. But you know, be very, very careful when you're a lot of times, you know, when we go out and buy things and we're agreeing to service and that kind of stuff, when it comes to the fine print, even like when you're loading an app on your phone, you have a tendency to
disagree.
Yeah, whatever, you know,
check mark here.
Yeah, but if you're dealing with an industry where there could be a big loss, I highly encourage you to read the fine print. And the longer the wording on that, the more likely it is something's hidden in there somewhere. And so just kind of watch that.
The mice type, as it's called, huh?
The mice type, yeah. You know, I just kind of a little off track here. I had given my wife one time a thing for Christmas. It was a certificate that, you know, I don't know, I was going to take her to dinner and this kind of stuff. And around the edge, it looked like I had this border. And then the border was like tiny, tiny fine print of all the, it just went around the page like this on what the conditions were for this. And she couldn't read it, you know.
That's many times the case in that stuff, you know, that fine type.
I think it was like 2-point type or something like that. She couldn't even see that it was words at that point, but it was funny the way it worked. But anyway, another thing that they have is rudeness and harassment. A little less than half of the negative reviews on movers mentioned rudeness and harassment and other bad behaviors. Extortion is a common term that we see in the reviews. Where the movers refuse to release belongings until more money is paid, or narratives describing dispatchers and labor, just labor people being argumentative. One person complained that they were issued an invoice as soon as all their stuff was on the truck, and as soon as it was all in the truck, the driver came up and demanded immediate full payment, and that wasn't what they were expecting.
Right.
And he said, no, you know, you need to give me money now, right now. And so, you know, you may not always be ready for that. I mean, I was always under the impression that you would pay them after they delivered the goods.
Right.
Unresponsiveness. Over 90% of moving narratives mentioned poor communication, such as unanswered phone calls, unanswered emails, just customers that are struggling for days and weeks to get some kind of feedback from the company, and the company just doesn't even answer the phone. I think we've talked about this before, is like whenever you're going to buy something, before you actually make the purchase and the people have a customer service number, call the refund or customer service number before you engage into it and see how easy it is to get somebody in customer service on the phone. And it's amazing, you know, press 1 for new sales, press 2 for customer service, press 3 for refunds. It's amazing that, you know, they'll answer the number 1 really quick.
Oh, yeah.
But the other two, they don't answer. They'll just ignore you. So this is real stuff, you know. I'm just trying to warn people, when you're moving, you need to, you know, make sure that you've done your due diligence, because this is your stuff. This is your... you got a lot of money in furniture and goods. And one thing I'll say is, like, anytime it comes to moving and there's stuff like jewelry and high valuable stuff, I've always moved that myself. I always put it to the side and I just move it myself. I've been known to, I have a little safe and I'll take the safe and put it in my own car and I'll drive it to wherever it's going to.
Right. It's probably a good idea right there.
Yeah. So then the other thing too is, common complaints are about losing or breaking property. You know, BBB drilled down to the complaints focused on specific household and movers and examined nearly 400 types of household items grouped into categories to see where the problem was most prevalent. Surprisingly, the most one was furniture. And no other group was even close. And I can say that, in all my years of moving, it was, and I had big moving companies, normally you have something break. And the big moving companies, the ones that are legitimate and that kind of thing, they have a whole department. They're ready at a moment's notice to go out and fix stuff, and they actually have people on staff that will go do that. And then, so just kind of be watching that. Look at the complaints. We've already talked about, you know, jewelry and photo albums of things that you really, really, hold true to, then, you know, I would move them yourself.
Yeah.
Clothing wasn't mentioned very much. Housewares was, curtain drapes, blankets sometimes, but, the things that, you know, people can change into cash really quick, show up missing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like televisions, that kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, some very good tips about the moving industry if you're looking to move here in the next few. And before our time gets away here, thought I'd make sure we have time to talk about Coffee and Connections, which is coming up June 3rd.
Yes, absolutely. So if anybody went to the last one we had, Tom Coates came out. He's the director of professional selling at MTSU. And he gave a very great presentation last time on how to effectively network. Just the little tidbits when you go to a networking event, mm-hmm. when you meet people in public. What are some of the things you should do? What are the things you should not do? So this time he's going to be talking about, now you have the appointment. And I can tell you, I go to a lot of networking events. And the one thing everybody wants to do is they want to have a one-on-one with somebody. They want to have coffee with somebody. Well, this time the theme is going to be around that. You know, now you have a one-on-one with a potential client. How do you prepare for it ahead of time? What are some of the things you do during this one-on-one? What are some of the things you don't do? And then how can you make sure that you have a successful outcome when you're meeting one-on-one with this person? You can email me at jprice@gobbb.org. I think we have the link on the radio station site too.
Yeah, we'll put it on the podcast here as well.
Yeah, so jprice@gobbb.org. You can just email me and say, hey, send me a link for the Coffee and Connections. I'll be more than happy to send it to you. And that's all I got for today.
Well, that's going to be at the MTE new offices out on New Salem, right?
Right. So if you haven't been there yet, that's a good time to go see the MTE place too. And I've been in there a couple times, and it's an amazing building with a great space too. So, yeah.
And going to just take an hour right before your day, get started at work, and some information that you can definitely use. Coffee and Connections. We'll again put the link on the podcast here as well. James, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, that's June 3rd.
June 3rd,
at 7:30 in the morning.
Yep. Mark the calendars, June 3rd. All right, James Price of the BBB joining us today. And if you missed part of the show, you'll want to go back and listen, especially if you're getting ready to move here, give you some great tips. Check the podcast at WGNSradio.com and look under podcast and Rutherford Issues, or just find it wherever you listen to audio and like and subscribe to all of your favorite WGNS shows.